Very slowly, members of the migrant caravan stopped at the U.S.-Mexico border are being accepted for processing in their effort to seek asylum. AP's Elliot Spoggett is in Tijuana, Mexico with the caravan and says they all face long legal odds, especially in this political climate.
To qualify, they have to meet a very limited criteria, narrow set of criteria, which include political affiliation, religion, nationality, a couple other things. And I will say the Central Americans have had a very low success rate at eventually winning asylum.
He says in many cases, those part of the caravan are trying to escape a life surrounded by violence and poverty.
The people seeking asylum are almost entirely from Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras, fleeing violence. I talked to at least a dozen of them, and there were horrible stories about how their lives were being threatened.
Spoggett says those seeking asylum know they could be separated from their families and potentially detained for some time, and they're willing to take their chances. But until the process speeds up or their time in line comes, they remain camped on the border.
Many of them are camped out in a large patio that leads into the border crossing. The Mexican authorities have erected gates so that they don't impede the flow of people going to work, school, and for visits.
Under U.S. asylum practices, people spend up to 3 days at the border inspection facility before being transferred to a long-term detention center. The rest of the process is usually done behind closed doors. Files are not public, and unlike criminal or civil courts, access for journalists and others is limited. President Trump has vowed to turn the asylum seekers away. Meanwhile, Attorney General Jeff Sessions has promised more immigration judges will be sent to the border to handle the additional workload. For the AP, I'm Rob LaFrenz with Rivet.